Macmillan Audio presents The Prodigal Daughter, read for you by Lorelei King. Prologue. "President of the United States," she replied.
"I can think of more rewarding ways of bankrupting myself," said her father as he removed the half-moon spectacles from the end of his nose and peered at his daughter over the top of his newspaper.
"Don't be frivolous, Papa. President Roosevelt proved to us that there can be no greater calling than public service."
"The only thing Roosevelt proved," began her father.
Then he stopped and pretended to return to his paper, realizing that his daughter would consider the remark flippant. The girl continued as if only too aware of what was going through her father's mind. "I realize it would be pointless for me to pursue such an ambition without your support. My sex will be enough of a liability without adding the disadvantage of a Polish background."
The newspaper barrier between father and daughter was abruptly removed.
"Don't ever speak disloyally of the Poles," he said. "History has proved us to be an honorable race who never go back on our word. My father was a baron."
"Yes, I know. So was my grandfather, but he's not around now to help me become president."
"More's the pity," he said, sighing, "as he would undoubtedly have made a great leader of our..."